cliffcentral.com.
Okay, so we're at the Gartner Symposium in Cape Town, and I have Michael White with me from Veeam. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Brett. It's quite exciting to be here.
It is. Now, I know you were told about a little bit of a story of mine this morning, and it pretty much plays into what it is that you guys do. So before I sell myself out there, just take us through what Veeam's core business is.
Veeam's core business is about making sure that your data is always available, and that goes in a lot of different directions.
All right, so because I went and left my laptop somewhere, I'm still to work out where I've left it. I've either left it at home, left it in the airport, or had it stolen. I probably should have had Veeam on already installed or already being licensed. And how does Veeam work? I mean, what would Veeam have done for me today when I can't find my machine?
We'll talk about that specific example because it's sort of fun,
right?
Let's talk
about that specific example. It's not fun at the moment.
If you had used Veeam, and we have a free product called Endpoint to do a backup.
Endpoint.
Correct.
Okay.
And if you had done a backup of that laptop, then maybe you would have kept that backup in the cloud, for example. And we could get right now, right here with his laptop, we could pull files out of it. Or if, let's pretend, that laptop you lost so you could buy a new one, then when you get that new laptop, you could actually restore everything from your old laptop on that new laptop.
All right. So, you know, not to do a comparison of products. Mm-hmm. That's not what we're here for. But I use a Mac. So I have a thing called Time Machine.
Yeah.
And I'm quite diligent on that. And I back up weekly. So I've got a hard drive. Not that that's going to help me now, sitting 1,200 Ks away from my laptop. But, you know, obviously, well, not obviously, I'm not a Microsoft user. I don't use Windows. But I do remember in the days that I did, there was nothing more painful than trying to migrate between one machine and the other. So is that kind of where Veeam would sit? Is that it acts as a cloud interface between two machines?
I need to back up just a little bit here.
Okay.
First off, the Endpoint product that I mentioned does work the way I said. And you could actually restore it into the cloud, as I said. But since you use a Mac, then I shouldn't have said any of what I just said.
Are you going to bash losing my laptop and Mac?
No, I love Macs.
Okay,
I use
cool.
a Mac. So I was going to answer your question as it relates to a Mac.
Right.
So with your Mac, Time Machine is exactly what you should do.
Okay.
I would even suggest, be a little bold here, but I would also recommend sort of strongly that what you also do is an image backup. Use a tool like SuperDuper or Carbon Copy. You can even find cheap, free, no problem. And what that does is it makes an image of your laptop, and then you get a new laptop or whatever, you get a new hard drive, then that image puts everything back, including how it starts up, and then Time Machine will put back the files, the most current version of the files. Now, because I had a friend once lose his house and actually literally had to run for his life, holding on to one kid, his wife grabbed two kids, they actually ran for their life, they lost everything, including all the children's pictures. And that's just a terrible thing for that family to go through. It was really bad. I also suggest now that you do one extra thing, and that is you put a copy of your backups into the cloud. So on your Mac, as an example, what I use is called Backblaze. It's not very expensive, and what it does is whenever your Mac isn't busy, it puts your files up in the cloud. And what that means is if you lose a file, you could use his Mac, pull the file down, it's easy. But if you lose, like you did, the whole thing, what you would do is log on to Backblaze and say, where's my Mac?
Yeah.
And it shows you on a map, actually literally shows you. But also, you could ask them to send a whole folder back or the whole thing to you. And so then they'll send you a big memory stick or an external drive at very good prices.
That's actually quite a good service.
And
yeah.
It works really well. But I was actually making a little joke, but it really does. They'll put your where your computer was last seen
yeah.
on a map.
I mean, I actually already did that. I went on to my iCloud account because obviously if it had been stolen and turned on, I would have seen it. But it hasn't been turned on. So I'm praying that I just was an idiot and left it at home. I've done it before, actually. I've locked the door and left my Mac or my whole bag outside. And my wife will come home and go, you didn't do any work today because your computer's here. But I kind of left a bit of a panic. But now, I mean, there's some great, you've really given us some great software solutions there. Veeam as a whole, though, is that more of a service then, or is that still a product that sits as a layer? You mentioned Endpoint. So
Endpoint is our free product. What we first started at and do really, really well is we back up a company's virtual infrastructure. And we do that for VMware stuff or the other company. Let me just think. What is that called now? Hyper-V. But anyways. And so any virtual machines that are backed up, of course, the more important thing is how do you restore. We have, as a matter of fact, technically we have 47 different ways to restore a file.
Sure.
I can't even name them all. My boss actually can, but I can't remember them all. But what it really means is you can pull a file back, you can pull a folder, you can pull the whole virtual machine back. But that's sort of where we started, and we don't just do that anymore. We have a paid version of the agents, and there's a console that you can even manage the agents that are out on the physical machines. But the world is changing in how people work, and their expectations and ideas are changing. So as an example, we will, one really sort of interesting thing, people can back up a virtual machine, but they can actually restore it into the cloud so that you don't have to buy another computer. You can much more quickly bring it up in the cloud and access it from your wife's computer or your coworker's computer.
I was actually about to ask you that. I mean, my situation aside, we were just sitting, the producer and myself were sitting just now and saying that, you know, we're quite excited about hopefully Chromebook one day really coming into its strength, because I don't want to be hardware dependent. I want to be able to do what I did this morning purposely and leave somewhere without any form of hardware, and whichever pane of glass I get to, I can actually get to whatever file I need in whichever configuration. So my understanding is that Veeam could probably do something. You could create virtual machines for me that are accessible anywhere with my files.
That's correct. We could do a restore type operation that would bring your machine back. I think actually, going just as I listen to you, I think you want something just a tiny bit different. And I happen to know Apple's working on it. And in Sierra, the OS that just dropped recently, is sort of their first step. So in that version, they're actually taking your desktop and your personal files and keeping them in the cloud so that when you log on a different machine, your desktop is there and your files are there. And so that's just in the starting, and actually they got some bugs there. But I think one day that will
Apple? Bugs? No.
Yeah. Everybody, it's that darn human that's building things. It's the human's fault, right? But one day, I think, and I can see it in the future, it's not that far off, they will have an option for you, I believe, that'll be sort of like Chromebooks, but it'll actually be way better, because when you don't have an internet, you'll still have your files.
Yeah, well, that's, I think, and that's critical, is that we're not there yet, especially not in Africa. You know, we don't have the kind of infrastructure and connectivity. And Gareth, if you're listening, hashtag data prices must fall. I had to get that one out there. But it's. I think we're in an exciting space.
Very much so.
And obviously Veeam has its position in this new journey where the world's now starting to go, hold on a second, data is the new oil, you know, and if we're not looking after it.
And just maybe a month ago, just sort of going along with what you're saying, we released 5 new products. And they're not all shipping yet, but soon. But all of them are around this idea of data being available and data being so much more important. Even companies that we have customers that make things. You know, they make a widget. And so they think they're making money making widgets, and they are. But they're starting to realize that if all their computers aren't working, if their data's not available, they actually can't make widgets. Some friends of mine work for an oil company. I live in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Lots of oil and gas there. And they actually can't put oil or gas into a railroad car if their computer isn't working, because the computer actually keeps track of how much has gone in and then turns it off. So that machine, as an example, is backed up. Yeah. And it's actually a virtual machine. It's backed up by Veeam. And so even that company that's making money with oil and gas, they're depending on their data. So that
really is the new oil.
Yeah, and that's why I like Veeam. We do really good products, but they're important products, and they're really making a difference.
Well, Michael, thank you very much. Thanks
My
for
pleasure.
For popping by, and enjoy the rest of your show.
Thanks. I appreciate it. You as well.
Thank you. CliffCentral.com.